Ever wondered why that seemingly average woman has a gorgeous, devoted partner who treats her like a queen? Or why some women always end up with men who adore them while others repeatedly face heartbreak? The secret isn't luck or even extraordinary beauty. It's strategy. The power of the pussy has become a cult phenomenon among women seeking to transform their dating lives, with celebrities like Amber Rose recommending it to followers and thousands of women crediting it with helping them find loving relationships. This provocative guide has sparked controversy with its blunt approach, but its core message resonates. Women possess inherent power in relationships that, when properly harnessed, can completely transform their outcomes with men. By understanding male psychology and implementing specific techniques, any woman, regardless of appearance, age, or past relationship failures, can take control of her dating life and find the respect and love she deserves. The foundation of relationship power lies in mastering your emotions. Women are naturally emotional creatures. We think with our hearts, while men typically operate from logic. This emotional nature can be our greatest weakness when it comes to dating, as many men instinctively know how to exploit it. Think about it. How many times have you made decisions you later regretted because you were swept up in feelings? Perhaps calling an ex repeatedly after a breakup, taking back someone who treated you poorly, or obsessing over a man who clearly wasn't interested. These emotion-driven choices almost always lead to more pain. The key isn't becoming emotionless. That's neither possible nor desirable. Rather, it's about recognizing when emotions are driving poor decisions and choosing not to act on them. You'll still feel the emotions, but you won't let them control your behavior. This becomes especially crucial during breakups. When a man hurts you, your emotional instinct is to grovel, cry, call him, or take him back, all to make yourself feel better in the moment. But these actions only lead to greater heartache in the long run. Identifying when you're reacting emotionally is actually the easy part. You know deep down when you're making a bad decision. Your friends and family are telling you to leave him alone, but you're not listening. The real challenge is controlling your response once you recognize it. When heartbroken, treat your heart like any physical wound. It needs time to heal. The pain feels constant, affecting your sleep and appetite, but if you give in and contact him just to feel better, won't the cycle repeat? Instead, occupy your mind with friends, exercise, work, or even filler dates with other men. These distractions won't eliminate your feelings, but they'll help you avoid acting on them until the pain naturally subsides. Remember, never grovel over a man who doesn't treat you right. Out of self-respect, cut all contact permanently. He lost you. That's his consequence. The pain will be there regardless, so why not feel it while doing something productive rather than stalking or crying over him? When struggling to move on, create a "things I hate about you" list in your journal. Document everything that bothered you about this person, from major offenses like cheating to minor annoyances like that weird mole on his back. When having a tough day, review this list until you wonder what you ever saw in him. Your vagina is valuable, more valuable than you realize. This isn't crude or vulgar, it's economic reality. Men will pay for access to it, work for it, compete for it, and sometimes even kill for it. When you truly understand this value, you gain tremendous power in relationships. Think about it like a commodity. Pussy could trade on the stock market alongside diamonds and gold. What's fascinating is its variable price range, from free to millions of dollars. This doesn't mean you should monetize it. Rather, you must decide exactly what you want from a man, your asking price, then refuse to settle until you get what you deserve. Women with great husbands didn't get lucky. They knew their worth and refused to settle. They understood that men need sex more than women do. For men, it's a desperate biological imperative. If a man doesn't ejaculate, he eventually feels an intense mental buildup. He might masturbate, but eventually he'll feel an intense need for sex. Meanwhile, we could avoid sex for months with minimal discomfort. This biological difference gives us leverage. Here's a truth that might surprise you. Men don't love or even respect women who sleep with them too quickly. They might pretend they want women who don't play games and are mature, but these are just lines to get you into bed. The woman they truly want is the one who rejects them, who makes them wait, work, and chase. Men fall in love with ladies who are mature enough to know they don't need sex immediately. Many women fear that if they hold out on sex, a man will lose interest. If he does, good. That's concrete proof he was only interested in using you for sex. A man who genuinely likes you will wait patiently and continue pursuing you. While he might get sex elsewhere if he's not committed, you'll be the woman receiving flowers and nice dates while some other woman is used for quick pleasure. To determine when it's appropriate to have sex, give him two tests. First, make him wait at least 60 days. If he sticks around patiently for 2 months, he's proven he's not just trying to use you. Second, the Prince Charming test. Observe his actions when you need assistance. When a man genuinely likes a woman, he'll jump through hoops to help her. Put yourself in a position needing assistance, car trouble, household help, and see how he responds. Only after passing both tests should you consider allowing him access to your precious asset. Confidence is the foundation for transforming your dating life. If you love and value yourself, men will too. You receive what you believe. Even if you don't feel confident initially, fake it until you make it. Low self-esteem is a waste of energy that won't improve your situation. Many women struggle with confidence because they allow outside influences to make them feel inadequate. The key difference between people with high and low self-esteem is choice. You can choose to let criticism bother you or choose to reject it entirely. The day you tell the world to fuck off is when you'll see yourself as an imperfectly beautiful person. Your imperfections make you unique. Be particularly wary of insecure men who deliberately make women feel bad about themselves. Their goal is to make you believe no other man will want you, so you won't leave. Ask yourself, if their criticisms were true, why would they be with you? They're saying these things to keep you down because they fear losing you to someone better. Nothing makes a person more attractive than sheer confidence, knowing who they are and embracing it without apology. Confidence has nothing to do with looks and everything to do with being yourself unapologetically. Even physically imperfect people can be incredibly sexy through their self-assurance. Look at celebrities like Jay-Z, Madonna, or Angelina Jolie, not conventionally perfect, yet considered extremely attractive because they know their uniqueness and embrace their individuality. When you put yourself down in front of a man, you send dangerous messages. To predatory men, you're wearing a sign saying, "I'm an easy target." To decent men, your self-criticism is simply unattractive. Most men don't even notice our flaws. They see a beautiful feminine being. Remember that confidence doesn't mean conceit. A conceited woman only talks to perfect guys, criticizes others, and pretends to be perfect while masking her own insecurities. A confident woman treats all men respectfully, sees herself as beautiful without feeling threatened by other beautiful women, and accepts her flaws while still feeling good about herself. Everyone has reason to be confident because everyone has something valuable to offer. Your worth isn't about looks. It's about your talents, personality, hobbies, accomplishments, and all the special qualities that make you unique. Make a list of at least 10 non-physical attributes you possess, whether it's being educated, a great cook, spiritual, a good mother, or having your own car. Remember, any man would be lucky to have you. With healthy self-esteem and knowledge of your worth, you should never settle for less than you deserve. You are unique and special, and any man who eventually lands you has won a prize. From now on, see yourself as a prize to be won. Many men will compete in the game of winning your love, but only the best man, one who does everything right, will succeed. Determine what qualities your dream man must have by making a list of 10 requirements, whether honesty, good looks, education, or kindness, that a man must meet before you allow emotions to develop. If a man doesn't meet most of your requirements, especially the important ones, let him go. Be prepared to dismiss many men before finding your winner. Don't settle for the first or second guy who comes your way. Dating should be a fun process of sifting through potential matches until you find someone truly compatible. enjoy the journey rather than viewing it as grueling or depressing. Many women ruin their dating game by getting tunnel vision and focusing on just one man. Instead, always date multiple men simultaneously, 2, 3, or even 4 at once. This prevents you from getting hung up on one person, gives you strength to move on if feelings aren't reciprocated, helps keep you busy, and builds confidence through having backups. Think of men as pots on a stove with 4 burners. The men you like most go on the front burners and get more attention. The less promising ones stay on back burners with less attention. If front burner men start acting up, move them to the back or replace them entirely. Start with dating 2 men simultaneously, then work up to more. Don't tell these men about each other. Simply say you're enjoying your freedom. Expand your dating pool by trying different types of men. If you typically date young guys, try an older man. If you always go for thugs, give a clean-cut preppy guy a chance. If white collar is your norm, try blue collar. Have variety in your dating life and enjoy yourself. With billions of men on the planet, why waste time on one who won't love and respect you properly? Women often try to fix losers because of our nurturing nature, combined with low self-esteem, hiding behind the excuse of love. But this wastes precious years while good potential partners pass by. A clear sign it's time to leave is when your parents or friends don't like him. They lack the emotional blinders you have and can see his true nature. You may be in denial, obsessed with fixing him or winning him over, or just afraid of being single. But the people who truly love you can see when someone isn't right for you. Though it hurts to admit someone you love isn't good for you, ask yourself if loving him is worth the pain. Women often stay in bad relationships because they want immediate gratification, the thrill of winning a difficult man's heart, or fear being single. This leads to settling for mediocre men rather than waiting for someone worthy. Losers show clear warning signs, lying about whereabouts, cheating, lacking basic life essentials, job, car, independence, having multiple children with different women, neglecting parental responsibilities, never buying thoughtful gifts, cycling through jail, struggling with addiction, showing no ambition, treating you disrespectfully, refusing to label you as his girlfriend, hiding you from friends and family, or behaving poorly toward you in front of others. Users are particularly dangerous because they know exactly what they're doing. If your partner brings nothing to the table while you do all the work, you're being manipulated. Users exploit women for money, sex, housing, or emotional support while pretending to care. They might borrow money or your car, let you pay for everything, or refuse to contribute equally to household responsibilities. 3 reliable ways to know it's time to end a relationship. Your intuition is screaming that something's wrong, trust it. You're putting in all the effort, 80-20 rather than 50-50, or he refuses to show affection publicly or introduce you to his circle. If he's hiding you or stringing you along, he's using you for his own purposes with no concern for your feelings. We've been conditioned by media, society, and cultural messaging to value physical attraction above all else, but this superficial approach often leads to disappointment and heartbreak. Selective attraction represents a paradigm shift. It means consciously prioritizing how a man treats you over his appearance or other surface-level qualities. While physical chemistry matters, a man's consistent behavior, values, and treatment of you should be your primary consideration when evaluating potential partners. Consider 3 archetypal men commonly encountered in dating. Dick, physically attractive but treats women poorly, showing narcissistic tendencies and emotional manipulation. Harry, deeply devoted and kind-hearted but not conventionally attractive. And Tom, moderately attractive, who consistently treats women with respect and genuine care. A wise woman would choose Tom, being attracted to his treatment rather than Dick's superficial charm or accepting Harry purely out of obligation. When you prioritize good treatment, you'll often discover that genuine attraction naturally develops toward quality partners who demonstrate consistent care and respect. This selective approach doesn't mean lowering your standards or settling. Instead, standards serve as crucial protection against toxic relationships, and the key is finding someone who meets important criteria while treating you exceptionally well. Being explicit with potential partners about valuing their treatment above all else sets clear expectations for behavior and helps filter out those with poor intentions. Quality men consistently demonstrate several key characteristics: reliability in both words and actions, emotional honesty and transparency, genuine attentiveness to your needs and concerns, willingness to invest quality time together, patience regarding physical intimacy without pressure, and showing genuine respect to family members and service workers alike. These men absolutely exist in the dating pool, despite growing cynicism about finding quality partners in modern dating culture. A man's relationship with his mother often serves as a crucial window into his character and capacity for healthy relationships. A respectful, balanced, and supportive relationship with his mother typically indicates how he'll treat a romantic partner, while unhealthy patterns like excessive dependency, dismissiveness, or disrespect are serious red flags that shouldn't be ignored. The way a man treats you during everyday moments, not just special occasions, reveals his true character. Watch for consistency between his words and actions, how he handles disagreements, whether he respects your boundaries, and how he speaks about past relationships. Pay attention to small gestures. Does he remember important details about your life? Does he follow through on commitments? Does he make an effort to make your life easier in meaningful ways? By consciously prioritizing how men treat you rather than focusing primarily on physical attraction or social status, you'll cultivate healthier, more fulfilling relationships. This approach helps you avoid common pitfalls like being used, manipulated, or mistreated, leading instead to partnerships built on mutual respect, genuine care, and lasting compatibility. Remember that initial chemistry can fade, but character and how someone treats you tend to remain constant throughout a relationship. Men frequently say, "I love you," without meaning it, often to obtain sex. Unlike women who would feel guilty about such deception, men can make these declarations without remorse. If a man's actions contradict his words of love, through lying, cheating, or causing regular sadness, his declarations are meaningless. True love is evident through consistent actions: reliability, honesty, responsiveness, eagerness to spend time together, bringing surprises, introducing you to family, and prioritizing you over friends. Be wary of men who perform these actions initially to obtain sex, then stop. Wait at least 2 months before having sex to test sincerity, as most insincere men will give up within weeks. A man who genuinely cares will want to be your knight in shining armor, coming to your rescue when needed. This protective instinct is natural for men who care, making them feel needed and valued. Show appreciation for such efforts, as men value recognition just as women do. When you find a good man, be good to him. Don't cheat, disrespect, or mistreat him. Save your heart, love, respect, and commitment for him alone. The good men deserve your best, not the losers and users. But remember, if he fails at being his best, you shouldn't hesitate to walk away. Become his biggest fan. Applaud him, thank him, and reward him for treating you well. Men respond best to direct instructions. They don't understand silent treatment or cold shoulders. Talk calmly about issues rather than bottling them up until you explode. If you're straightforward when expressing concerns, he'll likely bend over backwards to correct the situation. No man is perfect, and being too picky about the wrong things can lead to a lonely life. When you meet someone with most qualities you want, don't let minor imperfections ruin a potentially amazing relationship. You'll never find a flawless man, so accept one whose faults you can live with. Men are attracted to women with their own goals, careers, and interests. A woman with her own life appears selective about who she spends time with, creating intrigue. Men want what they can't easily have, so being genuinely occupied with your own pursuits makes you more desirable. Independent women aren't desperate for relationships or rushing toward marriage and children. This self-sufficiency is attractive because it shows she's not looking to a man to complete her life, but choosing him as an enhancement to her already fulfilling existence. Men run from clingy women, but chase those who don't need them. Setting meaningful life goals is essential to becoming the strong, independent woman men respect. Ask yourself where you want to be in 1, 5, and 10 years, what career you want, and what income you desire. Dream big, but make practical plans. When you're working towards something important, you naturally filter out time-wasting relationships. Even when pursuing your goals and meeting a good man, beware of losing focus. Many women abandon their ambitions when they fall in love, skipping classes or work to spend time with a new partner. This pattern ultimately makes you the clingy, overbearing woman men avoid. Remember that sexual distraction can derail your personal development. Stay committed to your goals, regardless of romantic involvement. This maintains both your independence and his attraction. When a woman is busy with her own meaningful life, men will work to impress her rather than the other way around. The natural order is restored. Men pursue and women select. By maintaining your independence and pursuing your passions, you become the type of woman men not only desire, but respect and value for the long term. Having a vagina comes with enormous responsibility, your uterus. The final power is controlling when you get pregnant and who fathers your children. These decisions must remain under your control. Don't let fate or men decide for you. Women can get pregnant far more easily than we realize until it happens. One time is all it takes. That realization usually hits when staring at a positive pregnancy test, crying on the toilet. By then, it's too late. That single mistake changes your life forever, locking you into 20-plus years of nonstop hard work. Your personal goals temporarily vanish as your life is no longer your own. Being responsible with your body sends a powerful subconscious message to men. You'll only have children with someone who'll marry you and support you through the process. It says you're selective about sharing your DNA. Make this statement by taking control, rather than going with the flow, being careless with birth control, leaving responsibility to men, or falling for their excuses like, "I'll pull out," or "I can't get girls pregnant." Women are the strongest creatures on the planet, capable of overcoming any obstacle for our children. If a man leaves or neglects his responsibilities, we'll handle it ourselves. But just because we can raise children alone doesn't mean we should have to. We deserve partners who are fully committed to parenthood. We can collectively change men's behavior by making fatherhood an earned privilege. By controlling our uteruses and being selective about who fathers our children and when, we force men to evolve. Our society has normalized young mothers, single mothers, and deadbeat dads. We need to encourage responsibility in younger generations and wait for partners who'll be there for life. By controlling your uterus, you control your child's father and your family's future. If women unite in this approach, we'll compel men to become better partners and fathers. This isn't just about individual choices, it's about reshaping societal expectations and creating better outcomes for women and children everywhere.